I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up next with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks with a man from Truro about an unusual dessert from foraged fruit.
Michael Holt's rose hip obsession started with an apricot mousse.
When I had that the first time, I was like, whoa, this is one of my favorite desserts.
And when you say apricot mousse, like a traditional mousse?
Yeah, like it can be made either with fresh apricots or with dried apricots. But it's like a traditional mousse, which involves like combining your flavor ingredient and custard and egg whites or meringue, and in some cases heavy cream. So that's a mousse, right?
Michael lives in South Truro. He's been foraging on the beaches on the bayside there since he was a kid. And one of his favorite wild fruits has always been rose hips. He likes to pull them raw off the bush and just snack on them, seeds and all.
So I was really into apricot mousse, and then when I was eating these rose hips, I was like, oh wow, these, I bet you, you know, these, they're actually in a way quite similar to apricots, like fresh apricots, because they're not that sweet and they have that little bit of tartness. And so I thought, wow, this would make a perfect mousse. So I just started experimenting with it. And for a number of years, like first I was making apricot mousses, and then I was making rosehip mousses.
One big thing Michael's learned is that rosehip mousse is a lot more time consuming than apricot mousse. Mostly because where apricots have pits, rosehips are full of tiny seeds.
It ends up being quite a project, and I've gotten like all the kids in my neighborhood involved with it. But, you know, to me, like the idea of a big food project, like that's part one of the slow food things, right? It's like, let's take our time and make a big, enjoy a big food project and get people involved. So I turned it into a little party with the kids in the neighborhood.
So you take the seeds out. When I've made rosehip jelly, I've noticed when I'm picking them that there's a lot of different stages of ripeness and a lot of different colors. Does it matter?
When I eat them by hand, like I kind of like them to be kind of the peak of ripeness, which for me means like it starts to be a little bit soft, to like it'll dimple, you know, when you stick your finger into it, but not mushy. Then I start to get squeamish about it. But when I'm picking a whole lot of rose hips for a project like this, I feel like it's okay if there's a bit of that variation of ripeness.
Michael's rose hip mousse has become an annual neighborhood tradition. He now goes one step further and makes the finished mousse into a cake by adding Chambord-soaked cookies around the edges of the mousse for dipping. He shared his recipe with us in hopes that other wild foods enthusiasts will try it. For rose hips, now is the season. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got Michael Holt's recipe for wild beach rosehip mousse and cake, including how to get all those seeds out, right on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.